This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Just what the shorter days of 2020 need is something else to be frightened by. But even during pandemic, the Halloween haunted house survives with modifications. Blake Farmer of WPLN in Nashville reports there will be no screaming in anyone's face.
That's not to say there won't be screaming. At Nashville Nightmare, a classroom door swings open and its haunted high school attraction. An actor mouths the words to a pre-taped track he plays as people pass. Owner Brad Webb says he took the idea from Universal Studios, and he kind of likes it. No one's losing their voice.
The actor's not screaming. Their head's not hurting. It's actually really good.
Webb's on a walkthrough with Nashville's health director, Dr. Michael Caldwell. The city had requested modifications, lose all the curtains, push through doors, and creeping vines hanging from the ceiling.
You've removed anything that people would normally touch.
Absolutely.
Webb is keeping groups small, but he also cut the number of actors by half, helping him keep ticket prices around $30. He's also keeping contact info in case it's needed for contact tracing. And he tells Caldwell they overhauled a new exhibit entirely.
And one of them was going to be a virus-type theme. We scratched that.
Thank you for thinking of our emotional health.
But ultimately, Caldwell says attractions like a haunted house could be good for well-being. That's why he found a way for a handful of them to open under local health orders. He decided to consider them museums, which can currently operate at half capacity.
They don't want to be viewed as a museum unless it's a haunted museum, but I mean, I think that's exactly what it is.
Around the country, haunted houses are finding ways to work hand sanitizer stations seamlessly into their themes. They're taking cues from the country's largest theme parks, which reopened over the summer in Florida. Dr. Marissa Levine is a public health specialist at the University of South Florida and says entertainment can't be locked down indefinitely.
Part of that is to figure out how we can be socially connected and what are those activities that will keep us mentally well but protect us physically as much as possible.
Still, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention ranks indoor haunted houses as one of the riskier Halloween activities this year. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.